you said somersault, and you used to say Somerset.
Oh. I got them both down.
Well, you see, as you grow older, you learn those new words. And you forget the older ones.
Well, yeah. You pick them up from the kids, your children.
Sure.
They go to school, you know, and this, I think it's a little different.
And when you live in town.
Of course, now when I was in the folks, you know, they were English, and they talked a good bit of, you know, the old Johnny Bull, we call it, talk, you know. And it stays with me yet, too.
Why, absolutely it does. You can't get rid of it all.
No, of course.
You've got your bow. You take the Southerners, you know, take on the Pilgrims, you know, wherever they're from, you know.
You get a big kick out of that.
The Irish, you know, and the English, you know. And,
I don't like those English programs hardly at all, some of them. I like to understand what they're talking about. And they're so broguey sometimes you just can't get it.
And those English ancestors of mine that came over, they were just about as broguey then.
Oh,
well,
sure,
you could hardly understand them.
When
I guess you notice it in me right now, too, in my talk.
A little bit, but
not too much.
No. You're mostly 100% American.
No, he's got away from that English talk an awful lot.
Well, I find that.
But like the you say you're German?
Oh, my grandfather.
Well, now the Germans, you know, they we notice them, you know, their expressions, and but not as much as the old fellows, you know.
Well, my granddad was fourth German.
Now these we had neighbors here, Germans, old Germans. I can remember when I was a kid, they were awful broken, you know. For instance, I'll just tell you one. Now you might be German. I ain't telling this because it's German, but there was an old German. He had a mule. He was a farmer, and he had a contrary mule. And he drove up the elevator, you know, dump his load of corn. Well, the doggone mule, you know, was contrary, and he ran away. And he ran down the elevator, you know, and went around the elevator. And he said he ran the chute down, turned the elevator around. You knew what he meant, didn't you? You run the chute, you run down the chute, you run around the elevator, you run the chute down, turn the elevator around.
He was trying to say the English right, but he just got it backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, my gracious.
Is that thing still growing?
Still growing.
I didn't know
that.
And,
wow, that's great. I like it.
And he'd I don't know, he was German. He'd always call his wife he.
He.
He. It was always he. And he'd come by here one day when I was a kid and he's talking to my dad. He says, my wife, he'd be gone to Clinton County.
I didn't know that thing.
I don't care. Off of that, then you caught while you were...
Right, I'll add to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the way, this is really more natural speech anyway.
Yeah.
We try to get as much as we can of...
What you doing this for, the college or the...
Yeah, this is part of an atlas.
For an atlas?
Yeah, they're making...
Barton is right next door here. Mm-hmm. And... So I thought by, well, he said the eighth grade education is what it was. And
did he announce it in the church itself?
Oh,
yeah,
he
made that
announcement.
I didn't mean for that to do that.
Well, he did, and that's how I got a hold of him. So when I was leaving church that morning, I said, Pastor, I said, maybe my husband would qualify for that.
There's not many in the church, you know, that would qualify on that.
So,
well, I'm sure glad you volunteered.
So I
wish I could pay you.
And then when Elmer came along, he says, "What's my wife been telling you?" So then he said a few words to him, and then after that, well, of course.
Well, this is nothing, you know, nothing.
Well, he got out the letter and read it to me. I guess.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Too.
Well, I
that one question,
well,
you know, in there
was
about what do you skillet, you know?
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd try to explain to him as much as possible in a shorter time without taking so much of his time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What on earth we're doing, so I could.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, do you, those that you interview this way, do you send out copies or a book or two or anything, or you just keep that there at the college?
Well, I, as I said, I put this on file.